Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's it like to be a school resource officer, and what's the Adopt-A-Cop program? Let's go in-depth with Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. Officer Keller, what's it like being a school resource officer?
It's a lot of fun. I love working in the schools and being around all the kids.
Every day, kids.
Yep,
kids,
I love it.
Kids, teachers, all day long, staff.
Yep, I love it. It's definitely a change of pace for law enforcement.
Change in pace how?
A positive change in pace. We usually deal with drunks all the time or assaults, drugs, situations like that. That's usually negative. So it's good to get back into the schools and kind of see a little bit more of a positive side of the community that we live and work in.
There's a lot of good things happening in our schools.
Yes, there are.
And the kids, what's it like working with them?
It's a lot of fun. I really like the elementary level because the kids just love police officers. I mean, they want to always give me high fives and come up and give me hugs all the time. It's definitely a positive environment to be in. I enjoy the staff that works in our schools. I enjoy getting to know them and talking to them and working with them as well throughout the school year.
And so then is the purpose of your work in the schools to be a positive role model then?
Yes, as much as I can.
So does each school require a different kind of investment?
Yeah, I would say so. I do work a lot more in the middle school and the high school dealing with student problems. If something comes up outside of school, a lot of times I get called there to talk to the student as well.
So you get to know the high schoolers pretty well too?
Yes.
Well, and how is that? I mean, does everybody want to talk with you, or some kids sort of, I don't know, stay away a little bit?
Some kids stay away. They don't want the attention. Other ones I seek out if there's something that I want to talk to them about that I heard. You know, they were involved with something over the weekend, or there's something going on at home that maybe they just need an extra resource. I'll talk to them sometimes about things like that, see if they'll open up to me.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen? Do they say, yeah, I was involved with this thing. It wasn't necessarily good, and it's good to get it off my chest?
They will talk about some of the details sometimes. Usually I know a lot more than what they think I do, so I just talk to them, try to see what they'll tell me and see if there's any way I can help them. Sometimes I'll follow up with parents as well.
Are the parents responsive by and large?
Yeah, for the most part. I like to get a lot of thank yous if I do contact them. They like to hear about that, you know, if it's coming from another source. I've had some parents say they didn't realize that their kid was involved with something that happened over the weekend, so they thank me for bringing that to their attention.
And you've got a new program. Called Adopt-A-Cop?
Yes.
First, what is it?
Adopt-A-Cop is a program that I kind of thought about something I wanted to do the last calendar school year when I first started as the school resource officer. With everything that's going on nowadays with law enforcement and people who feel like they are disconnected from our local law enforcement officers, I kind of want to reconnect at least with our kids to the law enforcement officers. When I first started in schools, a lot of kids and teachers and parents didn't know who I was, even though I've been here almost 8 years. The goal of this is to get the other officers, especially our younger, newer officers, get their names out there and their faces out there a little bit more, just so our youth at least knows who our new officers are here in school. I kind of want to encourage them to come in a little bit more often anyways, to visit the kids and just so they're seen. And this is kind of a way I think that will bring them into the schools if we can reconnect them by this program. And so the idea that I got for this program was that it was going to be like a pen pal based program. And each classroom is going to have their own police officer that they communicate with throughout the school year, with the hopes of being able to do like Skype or FaceTime as well, and then have the officer come in maybe a couple times or more during the school year to either go eat lunch with them, hang out in their classroom, go play with them at recess, or go to PE with them, something like that. So the last week we sent out their first letter. We had the officer send out the first letter to the classrooms. I encouraged them to talk about their lives, how they became law enforcement, their hobbies, pets, kids, anything like that that kind of can help show the kids that they're just regular people too. So we had good response with that. A lot of good information the officers put in the letters just to get the kids to let them know who they are.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Adopt-A-Cop program with Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. So the officers write letters to the kids?
Yes.
Is it tough to get the officers to do that? If you told me I had to write a letter, I don't know what I'd do. I'd try, but I don't know what I'd say.
Yeah, it was kind of struggling. I had to struggle with some officers. They wanted ideas, but other officers, they kind of took it, and they really went all out, and one included a picture of his animals on his farm. He's a hobby farmer, so he's got some animals on the farm that he included in a picture of. And some of them I had to kind of keep on to, because I wanted the letters to go out by last Friday, so I had to keep on them during the week to try to get the letters in. But I think once we get going with the program, the officers are going to be able to do it more on their own with the classrooms on their own leisure. And how often they want to communicate with the children will be up to them and the teacher. So I hope in time they're gonna really enjoy doing a little bit more and not feel like I was badgering them to do it.
So what do they write about? And so then the kids, do they send back letters then?
Yep. Some of the officers ask questions. And so hopefully they'll get some questions back from some answers back from the kids. Also, the kids are encouraged to ask questions or just try to get to know the officer, ask questions about law enforcement, things like that. So we're hoping that we'll receive the letters back here in the next couple of weeks. And I'm leaving it up to all the teachers to just do a classroom letter, or if they want to, the kids can do individual letters and then send them to the officers. I'm leaving that up to them for their discretion.
Well, and what ages are we talking about?
We are doing the first grade classrooms, all six of them at West Elementary, and then we're doing the fourth and the fifth graders at North, which are five classrooms each. So together with those classrooms, we have eight officers divided, and it works out perfect where there's two classrooms for each officer. The officers involved are Joel Berkren, Skylar Verras, Kyle Eastwood, Lieutenant Aaron Fuller, Daryl Brown, Eric Howe, Lance Isink, and Austin Willits.
Well, so those are everybody from new people to people 20 years and more on the force.
That's correct. Yeah, we had a great, I put it out there as a voluntary thing, and we had a good turnout, the officers that wanted to be involved with it, so I was very proud of them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Adopt-A-Cop program with Officer Kyle Keller with the Knoxville Police Department. It helps with the curriculum for the kids, too.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some ways that the teachers could incorporate the officers in their classrooms as well, you know, for writing letters, things that we just don't do much anymore. So I think it kind of brings back that a little bit.
Do you have to worry about the teachers correcting your grammar?
I think so. I noticed some of the letters that went out already had some grammar errors, so I'm sure there will be some things said about that.
But that's okay, too.
That is okay. Maybe the kids will notice it.
Well, I mean, we all make those kinds of errors.
Oh, yeah.
That's the teacher's job to correct them.
Yep, that is correct.
But, I mean, even for those little kids, to the idea of how to compose a letter, what's important to share, what you would like to know, I mean, that really gets the brain working.
Right. Yeah, it does. And I hope the kids think of some really good questions for the officers. I hope they make it challenging for them to answer their questions too.
Mm-hmm. And is there's a component of meeting and talking in person too?
Yes, there is. I hope that works out where the officers can make it there frequently to meet the kids, especially after they've exchanged a few letters and kind of got to know each other a little bit more that way.
Well, it would seem to be easier just to stop by and chat. A letter takes time and thought just chatting doesn't.
I agree. And that's where some of the officers that they don't work the normal day shift hours while school's in session, so it's going to be harder for them sometimes to make it into the classrooms on their off-duty time. I will definitely be encouraging them to do so. This is going to be at their own leisure when they can make it in, and they won't be getting paid. So it'll be tough when you get a couple days off for some of these officers, and they have things, other second jobs or hobbies and things like that they need to get finished. But I think we'll see a good turnout for them to still come to the schools on their time off.
And so they're volunteering. They're taking their time off to come into the schools.
Yep.
Well, that takes a lot. I mean, that says a lot about them.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
What do the officers get out of it?
I think there's going to be a lot of satisfaction of getting to know the kids. I know when I first started, I didn't think I was going to enjoy it as much as I did just being around the little kids. Talking with them, all the time and seeing them all the time in the schools has been great for me, just not just for work, but as a positive thing. It makes me feel good when I see these kids and they look up to us and they want to ask us questions and they're just fascinated with us. So I think once officers realize that, these other officers who haven't been into the schools like this, once they realize that, I think they're gonna really enjoy it as much as I do. You feel like you're Superman or a superhero just going into the classroom, and they all want to talk to you and see you or give you high fives or give you a hug, and they're just happy that you're there.
They're so impressionable.
Yes, they are, and I think that's something that the officers will notice.
Well, and then you can potentially be changing the lives of these kids.
Oh, definitely. I think the if they could see the positive side of us, not just some of the negative stuff that you see on TV or the media or, officers that are making mistakes and it shows up all over, I think this will kind of bring a different light to us, I hope.
Have you talked to any parents about this program?
I have not. I haven't had the chance to talk with any parents. I've talked with a few staff members about it, and they're pretty excited to get the kids involved. As of Friday, when I was delivering the first letters, a lot of kids didn't know about it, so I got to talk with a lot of kids and kind of explain the situation to them, what was going to be going on.
Well, there's just something special about receiving a letter, especially when I receive a letter. I mean, it's a rare kind of thing, so it's a precious kind of thing. We used to receive before emails and stuff like that. But a letter is special. It's a really special thing, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. Especially a letter personalized for you. These letters were personalized from the officers to these classrooms specifically. They knew what grade level they're going to be in and the teacher, so they tried making it as specific as possible to that grade level. I think the officers are going to be really happy once they receive the first letters. I know I'm excited just to see some of the letters myself of what the kids are going to be asking and talking about. And I really enjoyed hand-delivering the letters on Friday to the classrooms and to the different teachers as well.
What did our officers write about?
They wrote about, some of them wrote about their education and background, how they grew up. A lot of them included their hobbies. I think some of them talked about the shifts that they work at Knoxville and the different hours and kind of the struggle with that a little bit. I know one officer mentioned something about, listening to your teacher, and he went that route, so that was good. Just all different kinds of things. I encouraged them to share as much as they could about their lives that they wanted to with the kids, so it kind of gave the kids a good overview of them. We also included a picture of the officer with each letter, so that way the classrooms know what their officer looks like. In case they see him out and about, they can go up and talk to him in person, let them know which classroom they're in.
Well, that's pretty neat. And I've been to a few football games this year, and there's been a number of officers there. And I tell you, it's even the older kids, it's fun to watch them interact with the officers. And the little kids, too. I mean, I've seen you and other officers there and getting hugs, and it's really neat to watch.
Right. I agree. I've never worked a football game like that. Being out like that with our other officers just outside of school and still getting that same treatment from the kids that we do, it's just been such a joy to work Friday night football games to see the kids in that environment as well. And it's all usually all positive. The kids are just having fun playing all around us and everything. But there hasn't been any issues in any of the football games. And as far as I know, all the kids are enjoying themselves and everyone's being safe.
Anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today?
I think that will be it. Hopefully, maybe we'll have an update on how the program's going later this year.
I'd love to hear it. Do you think it'd be okay if we read a letter or two?
Yeah, that would be great. Maybe we could have some kids read the letters if that would work out.
I'd love it. It'd be perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks to Officer Kyle Keller for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.